Scholastic Audio presents Drag Teen, A Tale of Angst and Wigs. Written and read by Jeffrey Self. Chapter 1. This isn't one of those stories about a heartwarming journey toward accepting my cursed homosexual identity. No. First of all, being gay is far from a curse. It's more like an extra order of fries at Wendy's because the lady in the window isn't paying attention while she fills your bag. It's awesome. If there's one thing I've struggled to accept about myself, it's my body. And that might change if I stopped eating at Wendy's so much. Being gay is, in fact, one of the only things I actually like about myself. I've been gay since birth. I've never contemplated the alternative. Literally, can't. I have an enormous imagination, but still, there are limits. Specifically, there are limits if you live in Clearwater, Florida, like I do. Ever been to Clearwater? Spoiler alert, the water isn't that clear, and the town itself, even murkier. When my drag teen story started in earnest, I'd been stuck in Clearwater for all 17 years of my life. But I had big dreams, to maybe someday become a writer, or something. I also like to sing, but you can't really say I dream of growing up to be a singer without looking like a total lunatic giving a reality show confessional, despite there being zero cameras in sight. Honestly, though, my dreams never really went much further than the simple hope of getting out of Florida, away from my family, into somewhere where I could be myself without a single second thought. This, of course, would require me to figure out who myself actually was.
Nobody. Sample complete. Ready to continue?